USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump responded to reports Friday that his administration proposed on releasing immigrant detainees in sanctuary cities, but not confirming parts of the plan, but only said it remains under strong consideration. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about this possible plan by Trump.
I don't know anything about it, but again, it's just another notion that is unworthy of the presidency of the United States and disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Meanwhile, today at the White House, President Trump is talking about expanding rural broadband internet access and our 5G networks.
5G networks will also create astonishing and really thrilling new opportunities for our people, opportunities that we've never even thought we had a possibility of looking at.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
As we begin phase two of the college admissions cheating scandal, many of the schools involved are trying to figure out how much the high school students who were involved and actually got into the schools that they were not supposed to possibly were involved in this whole thing. As that investigation goes on, Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe reminds us of one thing.
Ethics have nothing to do with money, right? I mean, you can be dishonest and you can have your thumb on the scale regardless of your tax bracket. So on the one hand, yeah, it's outrageous what happened, but it's also outrageous that the cost of college has increased faster than the cost of health care, real estate, food, energy.
$70,000 in some colleges.
My four-year degree, which I got from a liberal arts school in 1984, all in, with 2 years of community college before, it cost $11,000.
One person died in Colorado from the spring blizzard that affected 200 million Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
I had a chance to sit down and chat with sports columnist Wright Thompson. Now, he's author of a new book titled The Cost of These Dreams, and one of the things I brought up with him was Tiger's fall from grace and then how the fans have flocked back to following and being fans of Tiger Woods.
What's interesting to me, I mean, this is a theme not just in the Tiger Woods story in the book, but in all of The Cost of These Dreams, that we see things in these athletes that we are dealing with ourselves. They are, in many times, proxies. So the way my dad felt watching Jack Nicklaus defy time and age and decay in decline in 1986 is the way that people my age would feel if they saw Tiger Woods win, because it is much more interesting and inspiring to see someone who was once invincible struggle than it is to see the invincible person be invincible. And so Tiger's fall and his refusal to just exit the stage is, I think, for many people, gives them hope that maybe their best days aren't behind them, and that maybe it can be your choice, and that maybe you can stand back up again when you get knocked down.
And finally, former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig is pleading not guilty for lying to federal authorities about his work for the Ukrainian government. Craig says he was working as a corporate lawyer for a private firm, and he was released on his own recognizance after entering his plea in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.